It's 9:30 and we're back on Sunday Morning Live, Houston's R&B station. You could expect a great day weather-wise, looking for a high today of 91. It's going to be mostly clear skies. In fact, it's 74 degrees right now at Magic 102.1 under clear skies. A beautiful day in Houston. And our guest this segment is Jesse Muhammad. He's a staff writer for The Final Call. And Kofi Taharka, who is the national director of the National Black United Front. We're here to talk about the celebration of Minister Robert Muhammad's 25 years of service. Also, we have a very special guest, as we told you earlier, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. He'll be talking to you by telephone. Our phone number is 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. And good morning, Minister Farrakhan, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live. And gentlemen.
Good morning, my dear brother and brothers. Thank you so much for the invitation to share this part of this morning with you. Peace be unto you and to all of your listeners.
And Jesse, good morning. And Kofi?
Greetings and peace, and thank you so much for the honor of being here with the Magic 102 family.
Good morning. I want to bring you greetings from the brothers and sisters from the National Black United Front. And we say, assalamu alaikum to you, Brother Minister Farrakhan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I know, this is it's wonderful to have all of you on board this morning, but Brother Robert first met the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in 1976. Is that correct, Minister?
I think that is correct, at Hampton University.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the celebration. Let's start with Jesse. Tell us about what we're doing and why.
You know, as this beautiful man that is on the phone, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, has taught us that we shouldn't wait till a funeral occurs to give people their flowers because they can't smell them.
Teach, brother, teach.
They can't hear the songs. They can't see the dance. They can't hear the good words. So he initiated a trend that we must give people their flowers while they live. And many people serve our people without any vain ambitions, and they're striving hard, making sacrifices. Their families are suffering, maybe behind closed doors, that they're on the front line. So we're here at this point in time to give the flowers while he lived to a man who has served under the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for a quarter of a century, Brother Robert Muhammad. So the Houston community has decided to give this brother this honor. But it's also just inspiration for him to continue to serve our people even more, because I know, Brother Robert, that on September the 16th, the day after the event, he'll be back out in the streets with the people.
Mm-hmm. Minister Farrakhan, tell us about Brother Robert and his service to the mosque and the nation.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I met Brother Robert as I was giving a lecture at Hampton University. And this young man, student, followed me after the lecture, and we talked. Little did I know at that time that I was going to start to rebuild the Nation of Islam under the guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And when we started, Brother Robert came to me right after I began to rebuild Elijah Muhammad's work. And Brother Robert has been a faithful believer, companion, friend, and hard worker in the cause of the elevation of our people. He and his family have sacrificed much to help in this cause. But all the time that Brother Robert was teaching in Houston, excuse me, he never shied away from finding time to serve on committees and boards to help advance our people in Houston, and at the same time go on to get his master's degree, and in a few months from now, God willing, he will have his doctorate degree in civil engineering and city planning. So this is a very valuable member of the Nation of Islam, but more importantly, he's a valuable member of our people, serving not only our people, but oppressed people all over the world.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, too. He's obviously been a student for a very long time. He began working with you as the student Southwest regional representative for this area, and obviously he's been serving wonderfully all this time. He's got a degree in banking and finance, which is obviously very important, and then, of course, the civil engineering, and the sounds like he's ready for nation building.
Well, thank you for wisely bringing us to that point, my dear brother, because we cannot and we must not depend on a good white president or black president to create jobs for us, to relieve the majority of our people and poor people from poverty and want. We have to think about nation-building skills, nation-building education, and no nation can have independence without a base of land. And so when we talk about nation-building, we're talking about owning some of this good earth that we can call our own, from which we can begin to produce the things that we need to make a successful life for ourselves and our people. And Brother Robert Muhammad is a leading contributor in that. And when he finishes his doctorate degree, he will be more ready than ever to plan to build a nation for our people.
And it's interesting, he's got a wonderful program you have here, the Action CDC program, which is providing a lot of services to the community already.
Yes, that's the kind of man that Brother Robert is and has been. And of course, he could not be the successful man that he is becoming without a wonderful wife and family at his side to share his ups and downs, his pains and pleasure, but always by his side to push him forward. And so on behalf of a grateful Nation of Islam and a grateful black community, we want to give this brother many, many flowers while he lives, not that his work is done, but as an encouragement to him to improve the quality of his service to the believers in the southwestern region, but more importantly, to our people and to all people who will benefit from his knowledge, skill, and service.
And he has been serving quite well.
Yes, he has. And to Brother Kofi, I want to thank you and Brother Jesse for organizing this Flowers While You Live celebration for our brother. Is there any question that you, Brother Jesse, or Brother Kofi would like to ask of me before I go back to work here?
Yes, I would, Brother Minister Farrakhan. I was thinking about it today. You have been on the battlefield for truth, justice, righteousness, and freedom for our people and all of humanity for a number of decades. You learned from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You worked under Minister Malcolm X. You could call Stokely Carmichael and Kwame Ture your comrades and friends. You've been all around the world and are respected as an international servant to our people. Can you tell us how Brother Robert measures up in all of what you've seen over these many decades of your service to some of the people who love and have given their life of service to our people. How does our brother, who's right here in Houston and serving this region, measure up in your valued opinion?
Well, first, if I may say, the value of each of us is not the gift that we've been blessed to receive from our Creator. The value of us to others is how we use that gift in service to God and in service to our people. In that regard, our Brother Robert is an exceedingly valuable human being, because the value of his intelligence, the value of his organizational gifts, the value of the knowledge that he has received both from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching and from his study of the Quran and the religion of Islam and Christianity and Judaism and world religions means that this brother is more qualified now than ever to serve others. I'm going to put it like this in the words of Jesus. When the disciples came to him and said, "Master, when were you hungry and I fed you not? When were you naked and I clothed you not? When were you sick and imprisoned and I ministered not unto you? When were you out of doors, and I gave you not shelter?" And Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you have not done these things unto the least of these, my brethren, you have not done it also unto me." And one of the things that marks us, we like to serve big people. We love to bow down and honor people with big names and big cars and big degrees and big money. But while we do that, we walk by the poor. We walk by the sister on the corner that's selling herself. But in that woman is a great servant of God, once you can resurrect her from that lifestyle. We walk by the drug addict. We walk by the gangbanger. We walk by our youth, leaving them where they are. But the quality of Brother Robert's service is he will never walk by our people in their condition and not try to lift them up. As he was lifted up, he will lift up his brothers and sisters and all of those who have fallen short of the glory of God. That is his inestimable value to me, to us, to God, to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to black people in America, in the Caribbean, in Central and South America, Africa, the Isles of the Pacific. And this is his value to our brown brothers, our Hispanic brothers, our Native American brothers and sisters, and to poor people, no matter what their race, creed, or color. That's the man that we are honoring for 25 years of service, and that's the man that I pray that Almighty God, Allah, will give 25, 35, 45, 50 more years of service to our people, for we surely need it.
Jesse?
Well, Brother Minister, I have no question. I just want to thank you on behalf of the believers here in Houston and the Southwest region for your 57-plus years of service. And we thank you so much for your example in producing a brother like Brother Robert for us. Thank you, Brother Minister.
Thank you, and thank our host.
And thank you.
At this great radio station, thank you for the work that you do in service to our people. And thank you for having Brother Jesse and Brother Kofi on this morning to share with your audience the beauty of a man that lives right there in Houston.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you, and you have a wonderful week.
And God bless you and your audience, and you have a wonderful week, month, and year also.
Thank you, sir.
Peace.
All right.
Peace.
All right, so the big event is September 15th.
Next Saturday, September the 15th, 7 p.m. at the Power Center. We're coming together to honor our brother student minister Robert Muhammad, and we want to acknowledge Brother Minister Farrakhan. Thank me and Jesse for organizing this.
Please,
but
no.
You know that's not that, really no. What happened. We got Sister Nadira, Sister Helen,
Sister Haji, Brother Eric, all these team members. It's a team effort.
Who's been doing the work, and we just out here as front people speaking about this. But we'll be coming together there, and I want to give out the phone number if I could, Dr. Smith. You want to call for ticket information, 713-449-5306. That's 713-449-5306. Or you can go to www.actioncdc.org to get ticket information. And what Minister Farrakhan said is so true about Brother Robert, because you're going to hear from the people from Kid Care who fed people. You're going to hear from the people from Alfonso Crutch. You're going to hear from Shaka Sankofa, Gary Graham's family, about the work and service that Brother Student Minister Robert Muhammad has given to this community. So we're coming together from all quarters to give this brother his flowers while he lives.
All right, gentlemen, I thank you so very much for being a part of the program this morning. Val, do you have a call?
Just a couple more times. Give us the phone number again.
That's 713-449-5306. That's 713-449-5306. And you can go online at actioncdc.org. That's this coming Saturday, 7 p.m., Power Center.
At the Power Center, 7 p.m.
At the Power
p.m.
Center. Event hosted by our very good friend, Jay DeLay.
Oh, man,
yeah,
you talking to
me. Used to work here at Magic 102.
I know,
yes.
The man with the smooth doctor voice. He will be here live to DJ for us, MC for us.
All right, thank you so much.
All right,
once again, my brother Jesse Muhammad, Kofi Taharka, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we thank you all for being a part of Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.